This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Judson Richards.
And the Cubs have done this a few times.
Fly ball deep left field. This ball is going to be gone. A line drive home run to left for Seiya Suzuki.
We hit some homers today.
That is drilled right field. Back at the wall, and that one is gone. Pete Crow Armstrong unloads.
Deep drive to left off the bat of Suzuki. It's got a chance. Gone. His second of the day.
Homers are good, and you hit five homers, that's a pretty good day. So
really good stuff from those guys. Another great crowd, great environment for those guys.
Tim Elko puts a charge into this one. Back it goes in center, it is gone! Chase Mydrop, high towering fly ball to left field, at the wall, and this one gets out. Chase Mydrop goes yard.
They've been put in a bunch of different tough spots and have come through. It's been nice.
Hit and Run with your host, Judson Richards.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is not Matt Spiegel this morning. Judson Richards along with you. In fact, you've got a couple of newbies with you here on a Sunday morning. Judson Richards and Tyler Buterbaugh is in for Sean Sears this morning. We are both grateful to be here, not to speak for you, Tyler. I'm sure you feel that way, but not necessarily the easiest conditions to be here for Matt Spiegel. Hit and Run operating a little bit with a heavy heart this morning. We did want to, with all that positive sound coming out of the airwaves you just heard right there on both sides of town, when it comes to Chicago baseball, Spiegs is not here today because his dad, Herb Spiegel, passed away at the age of 92. So we did want to start with just sending our condolences and that we are thinking about Spiegs. This ultimately is a father and son show. Not only do you regularly hear Spiegs' son, Ruben, who is a big part of the show, in studio here with him. I believe he holds the title of assistant producer. But you also have heard his father, Herb, on the show on Father's Day, 92 years of age. Herb Spiegel has passed away. If you know anything about Matt Spiegel, and that's one of the beautiful parts about this format, is you may have never met the man, and you could know him better than maybe some of his own friends if you've been listening to him for years and years and years. Spiegs operates as a man. He leads with positivity, enthusiasm, and an undying love for the game of baseball. So to Herb Spiegel, I think he did a pretty great job because that is the trifecta of trying to build a young son. So Spiegs, we're thinking of you. We will do our absolute best over these next 3 hours of sharing that love that you showcase so well for the game of baseball. And we will dive into it, and we hope to hear you back on the Score sometime soon. And I love this line from Spiegs. I had to ask Sean so I can get this right when it comes to taking phone calls. 312-644-6767. They are not only welcome, but they're elemental to the very completion of this program, as I enjoy hearing Speak say every Sunday morning. A tough segue, but here's the show we have lined up for you today. And it's a good one. Vinny Duber will join us coming up at 9:25. Speaking of Speaks, he made the case on May 27th. I looked it up because it was clipped on the Score Twitter, or X, that he made the case that the White Sox had turned the page. And in fact, Lawrence may have disagreed, but again, that was back on May 27th. Well, the White Sox have won three in a row. They've won four of their last five. And so perhaps you may make the case, and so we will ask Vinny Duber that question coming up at 9:25. John Greenberg of The Athletic, who has been so good not only on the Reinsdorf-Ishbia situation, but we will also get dive a little bit deeper into what the future may hold for Jed Hoyer with how well his team has been playing. Hoyer's contract is up in 2025. Could we see him continue to build out this roster for the Cubs in 2026? So John Greenberg will join us coming up talking Cubs and Sox at 10 o'clock. And then Jim DeShays will join us at 11 o'clock. You know him from the Marquee Sports Network. They will have the TV side. And so Jim will join us as we get you set for what has been a really, really great series, as we expected. Cubs and the Tigers right here on the Score today, 12:40 first pitch, 12:05. The pregame show will begin with Zach. Pat and Ron will take over at 12:40. And that's where we will begin. 312-644-6767. We are talking Cubs. We are talking White Sox with you all the way until noon. So I don't know how many of you out there enjoy a little bit of a true crime. I feel like it is kind of the rage these days, right? Whether you're podcasting. Me, I'm like a 64-year-old man, right? Like a Friday night, I love to fall asleep to maybe a Dateline or a 2020. I've seen enough of them. I know how the show's going to go. You're going to get the story of what happened. It's going to begin with speculation. And then you make your way into evidence. Speculation drives right into evidence in every true crime pod or TV show that you're listening to. And when it comes to trying to decide if our teams are actually good, really good, or great, well, we do something really, really similar. We begin with speculation. Oh, they had a pretty good April. They matched up pretty well against a team that's, you know, maybe the best in baseball, whether early on against the Dodgers or the Mets. You have your speculation. Then at some point you have to go, all right, I have my evidence. Well, the Cubs, they have left evidence over the last number of weeks, and I felt like this weekend against Detroit was another amount of evidence of what this team could ultimately become in the 2025 season. Friday night was so much fun. Not only did you have the teams with the two best records in baseball, and we're just about there as well. You've got the Cubs as of now with the third best record in baseball at 40-24. The Tigers are 42-24. The team in between them is the New York Mets. But Friday night, you had the Tigers save Tarek Skubal. Their ace, ultimately one of the best pitchers in baseball, could be number one if you wanted to make that case. You had them save Skubal to match up against the Cubs on Friday night. And you know it's a big game, not just because standing room only, the sellout, not only because of the two best records, but anytime you get to the end of a game and you find yourself talking a lot about one base running miscue, that is when you know you have the kind of playoff atmosphere or playoff games, because one little move may decide it, right? One tight, tight play may decide ultimately. When it comes to the playoffs, if you give a team an extra out, that may do it. That may end your season. If you have a base running miscue in the playoffs, that may do it. That may end your season. So what happened between Pete Crow Armstrong and Quentin Berry at third base? I don't know if it decided the game, but it was pivotal. It may have been momentous. And then you had the outcome where the Tigers won that game, and that felt like a playoff kind of game. But then Saturday, this is the evidence I'm speaking of. Saturday, you had the bounce back of the Cubs with the way that they played. Not only Jameson Taillon, who has been exceptional, but then you also had the five home runs clubbed by this Cubs team. You've got Seiya Suzuki, who was operating and one of the best RBI men in baseball. And you got Pete Crow Armstrong right behind him, who also has been exceptional from an RBI standpoint. They're both in the top five. The bounce back immediately is like, all right, this, we just don't know how good this team could be. 312-644-6767. The texts are rolling in. A lot of them are about Matt Spiegel as well. We did want to, if you feel like sending Spiegs a voice message on the Odyssey app, I know that those are usually reserved for hot takes. If you wanted to send Spiegs a voice message, perhaps you didn't want to call in and do it. We will sift through some of the voice messages, and we may do it at the end of the show. This one comes in from the 309. My condolences to the Spiegs family. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to him over the years and feel I knew his dad personally. And Ruben has been an absolute joy to get to know on a Sunday as well. That's from Seth. This one comes in from the 773. It's a father-child show. Dads can teach their daughters baseball, too. You're absolutely right. I was speaking more specifically exactly to Spiegs and then his son, Ruben, and then his father. So that is the father-son connection. But I understand the father-daughter as well. Listen, I love coaching my son's five-year-old T-ball team. We have girls and boys on that team, so much fun. 312-644-6767. We do want to get to the phone calls. Again, Vinny Duber will join us coming up at 925. Just to set the table, what we have coming up today, as far as the Cubs and the Tigers, you got Cade Horton on the mound today. Cade Horton, 3-0. With a 3.51 ERA, Jack Flaherty, we know him well with how much time he spent with the St. Louis Cardinals, but Flaherty will go for the Tigers. He's 4-6 with a 3.72 ERA this year. So another opportunity, you know, for the Cubs to not only win a series, but to prove and continue to prove that they are the best in Major League Baseball. And we do want to ask you this, because we'll talk to John Greenberg about Jed Hoyer and the case to be made for him. I do think there's a really good chance within the next few weeks that we could see Hoyer earn a contract extension. You know, the contract extensions that we talk the most about have so much to do with Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong. But what about the extension for the guy that could be deciding those contract extensions? Because if you've been enjoying how this team has been performing, virtually down the line, every bit of it, Jed Hoyer has built it. One of the things that I've enjoyed most about the Cubs is it has been a beautiful blend of veterans, of rookies, and then the free agents that they brought in this year to really, really get this thing going. Each one of those decisions, I understand it's a full scouting department. I understand you've got Carter Harkins. I understand that you've got Craig Counsell. But at the top of all of that is Jed Hoyer. You know, Jed took over for Theo Epstein back in November of 2020. That's a tough year for spending your owner's money anywhere in the country when you're talking about the year of 2020. Hoyer then had to unpack the core of 2016 and 2021, has not made the playoffs in those four previous seasons, but I think all things considered, with as long as Hoyer's been a baseball man, I'm not convinced that there's a better option out there. Where I'm sitting right now, I think Jed Hoyer's absolutely earned a contract extension. I would like to see him continue to make decisions for the Cubs. And one thing that Hoyer has going for him is his relationship with Craig Counsell, right? These two are operating as a duo. Counsell last year, they were 83-79, same record the year before. But if you like what Craig Counsell is doing, if you want to say, well, wait a minute, this is so much of what Craig Counsell is doing in year two. These two are operating together. And I think that is vital with the investment made financially in Craig Counsell that you want someone that can work closely with him like Jed Hoyer has done so well. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Dave, who's hitting leadoff with us on Hit and Run this morning. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
How are you doing?
Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us.
What I like the Cubs' chances, but the only four teams that I'm concerned about is the Mets, Phillies, Giants, and the Dodgers, and San Diego. Do you think when come playoff time, you think the Cubs can take them?
Well, Dave, yeah, you know what I do. I actually do. There isn't one team. If you were to ask me right now, do you think that the Cubs could match up well with blank in the playoffs? I think I would answer yes, just because they are putting up so many runs a game. They are plus 109 in run differential. I believe that's 7 runs better than the Yankees and the team right behind them. But I will say this, if we look back to the Friday night matchup against Tarik Skubal, right, the one key area, if you're just saying how do they match up against the best team in baseball from a record standpoint, the Tigers have an outright ace. I don't mean their best arm. I mean one of Major League Baseball's best arm. And so if we were to say, if this was a real playoff series, what's the difference? Well, you feel like the Tigers are the one who have one arm that could go out there and just absolutely win you a game. That you just may need to get one or two runs and that'll do it. Do I feel that way about Shota Imanaga? I mean, I'd like to see him back on the mound and get healthy. We haven't seen him in quite some time. The one thing that I would like to see the Cubs do, I'd like to see them go out and get an arm where we would have to debate who is the best pitcher on the staff. So they got to be close to Shota, if not better, when they go out and make that move. Again, Shota may come back and be himself from last year, and then you feel confident he is your number one heading into the playoffs. But as of now, I'd like to see them go and get a pitcher and rival. 312-644-6767. Josh is with us all the way out in Joliet. Hey, Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Do you see the Cubs going to the playoffs and going to the World Series and winning it?
Well, do you, Josh?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Well, they're playing really, really good baseball right now.
Josh, that is well said. I cannot argue with that. I would try to argue with that. 312-644-6767. Can you say I think that the Cubs are going to the World Series? I mean, you talk about just diving right in to a topic. Listen, as I said in the open, we've had speculation. We've done speculation. Last year, they were really good in April. This year, they were really good in April, and it was followed up by a terrific May. One of the things that I'm not at all afraid to say, yeah, I could see this be a World Series team, is the way that they have been able to develop roles throughout the season. Because last year, one of the things that cost them, they couldn't close out games. They not only couldn't close out games, they couldn't find anyone to do it, right? We remember what happened with Albert Alzolay, and we, of course, remember with Hector Neris. But then this year, Ryan Pressly was the plan, no longer the plan. Daniel Palencia became the plan and filled it in. And this has been an ERA that has been ultimately one of the best in baseball, really since that San Francisco Giants blow up where Ryan Pressly gave up all the runs. First of all, I don't know if Ryan has given up a run since, but they have been able to be dialed in ever since and have been able to establish the roles. So Palencia settles in the closer role. I know that he may not close every single game, but they've established it. And then you also look at what Matt Shaw is doing at third base. Matt Shaw, who homered yesterday as well. And Shaw, who came up, we asked him, hey, be great defensively, put more balls in play, hit more balls hard. Matt Shaw has been exceptional. They had a revolving door at third base, and then Matt Shaw is able to settle in. So they have established roles throughout the season, and ultimately they have been able to find their way to the third best record in baseball. Do they need to bolster the starting rotation? Absolutely, they do. Do I expect them to? I sure do. I sure do. That will be on Tom Ricketts, right? And, if we're going to really give Jed Hoyer's flowers, this is the 11th highest payroll in Major League Baseball. You know, we've been looking at them with statistics, whether it's offensively or defensively, who they're trying to keep up around Major League Baseball, and they are with the New York Mets, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and all of the highest payrolls in baseball. This is not a top 10 payroll in baseball as of now. So let's hope that they perhaps get into the top five. Tom Ricketts says go ahead with how good this team has been. I mean, again, what the Cubs have done, if we were to make a case, they are top five in home runs, hits, walks, and stolen bases. The league best run differential, plus 109. And then you have had the margins of this roster that have filled in so nicely. You know, the bottom of the payroll where you have your Matthew Boyds, where you have your Colin Rays, where you have even your Brad Kellers, who we're going to revisit some of their interview that they had with Inside the Clubhouse yesterday, coming up at 9:45. But the roster from top to bottom delivered. And then you also are watching the lineup from top to bottom deliver as well. 312-644-6767. We will talk about the White Sox as well. Again, it has been a momentous week. I think we would do so, and not just watching the White Sox win some ball games, who have won three consecutive for their last five, but the news of Justin Ishbia most likely taking over. There are always a lot of caveats in all of this, either as early as 2029 or as late as 2034. But if you look at what is happening out at Wrigley Field, you know, there's this thing that comes with enthusiasm and smiling and joy. Now, that's not everything, but boy, I've seen a lot of it from White Sox players as of late, right? There's youth, there's enthusiasm, and then there is production, as they won yesterday. And what happened at Wrigley Field to win against the Royals? Well, all four of the runs in a 4-1 victory came from rookies, okay? So when you're looking at a rebuild, Kyle Teal, two hits, didn't have an RBI, but he has been so much fun to watch. Just two games in for him, but then Chase Meidroff as well. We've already seen 50% of the Garrett Crochet trade up at the big league level, and that's how good that has been for the White Sox. Now, we'll ask Vinny Duber, can we make any grandiose decisions or have any really, you know, really strong thoughts about the way that the rebuild is going already? We will ask Vinny Duber of the Chicago Sun-Times. Coming up next, you're listening to Hit and Run at 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the score.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chase Meidroff. High towering fly ball to left field. At the wall. And this one gets out. Chase Meidroff goes yard. His second home run of the season. And he gives the Sox a 3-1 lead here in the third.
That highlight courtesy of CHSN. Don't look now. I'm going to say it, but the White Sox are red hot. They have won three in a row. They've won four of their last five. Let the kids play is what we're seeing. Judson Richards back here with you. And on 6-7 The Score, in from Matt Spiegel today. Joining us now on the Circa Sports Hotline, Chicago Sun-Times, Vinny Duber. Download the Circa app today. Vinny, good morning. Thanks for spending some time with us on your Sunday.
Good morning. You got it. How are you doing today?
We're doing terrific, Vinny. Let's begin here with, and you've seen it all. So you probably don't mind if I call them red hot after winning three in a row, four of the last five. By the way, splitting with the Detroit Tigers, who have the best record in baseball, coming up against the Cubs this afternoon. Is there any sort of strong opinions we can have already on this rebuild that Chris Getz is working his way through?
Oh, Probably not. It's probably a little early in that process to call it a win or a loss overall. But I'll say this. It's just nice for White Sox fans to have guys to watch every night who they can know are going to be a part of the future. And if you're, you know, interested in following things until there's, this is the hope, obviously, a winner on the South side, these are the building blocks of that right now. You played the highlight from Chase Meidroff, but throw in the two catchers, Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal, who just came up this weekend. And that's the beginning of something on the position player front, right? The beginning of a little bit of a core, guys to be excited about. Those are milestones in this rebuilding process. And then, of course, when they come up and have success, which certainly Meidroff has had and Caro has had some, you saw a couple hits for Teal yesterday, that's even more promising, right? And so I think while there's a long way to go in this rebuild, there's a lot of guys down in the minor leagues who still need that time to develop. You're starting to see the future, and that's not nothing considering what White Sox fans have had to deal with the last few years.
Is there a core developing, if I were to ask you about three or four of that core, where would you begin for the future Sox?
I would definitely start with the catchers, Teal and Caro. Meidroff, we'll see what he can do. Like I said, he's come up, he's had success, he's played pretty good defense. Who knows how things shake out with where Colson Montgomery is going to end up playing, but Meidroff can definitely be a middle infielder if he keeps hitting with success, an everyday guy, right? And then you've got Colson Montgomery at AAA, who's finally starting to have some offensive success after they, you know, sent him off to Arizona to do some one-on-one work with the hitting director. At least from a results perspective, it seems to have worked. We'll see how that goes from, you know, can he be consistent down there and find success after he was at AAA for a whole year last year and the numbers were not very good at all. Same with how he started off this season. But he's probably the guy who's going to have the biggest spotlight on him in terms of the position player side. But then you got to go a little farther down in the minor leagues, probably to Braden Montgomery, who was also in that Garrett Crochet trade in December, along with Teal and Meidroff. To find the next kind of guy who's going to be a big deal on that position player side. Certainly there's other guys who could emerge, right? And the guy playing first base right now, Tim Elko, you know, you probably didn't think he was going to be a big part of the future when he was taken in the 10th round of the draft. But White Sox fans don't need to be reminded, you know, Mark Burley's getting a statue this year. You don't need to be a high draft pick in order to pan out. So we'll see how things go. But that's really the position player side of things. The pitching side is probably a lot more exciting with guys like Noah Schultz, Hagen Smith. That's where the more highly rated players are. But yeah, there's a core that's starting to emerge, but starting is probably the key word.
He's Vinny Dunavero of the Chicago Sun-Times with us on The Score. Vinny, this was a note from Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Said that the White Sox will be unlikely to pick up Luis Robert's option for 2026. He's likely to be traded. It may be easier said than done, Vinny. You know the numbers. What are we hitting here? I think he's hitting 181, 270 on base percentage. What do you make of where Luis Robert Jr. is in his career now, and can they get anything for him? What do you think his future holds?
I mean, I think his future holds something away from the White Sox, but we'll see how that materializes, right? I mean, I think you go into this season, Chris Getz is probably hoping that he can pull off something similar with Luis Robert Jr. that he pulled off with Garrett Crochet in December, but the production has not been there, and that's putting it mildly, right? I mean, Luis Robert Jr. is having, the worst year of his career easily to this point. Is that going to generate any interest? He didn't think so. When he talked last month, he said, that he didn't think anybody would be interested in him. Chris Getz seems to think otherwise. He flat out said he's wrong about that on Friday, and that teams are expressing interest to this point. Robert is a guy who can do other things. He plays really good defense. He's among the league leaders in stolen bases. But that's not the kind of thing that's going to get you a big, big prospect return, right? So I think the White Sox would be very interested in trading him so they don't even have to make a decision on that club option that's coming up for next year, the first of two that, you know, at $20 million when he signed that contract, probably thought was going to be a bargain. But right now, it just doesn't fit into the White Sox plans with where they are in their rebuild, you know, either financially or really from a baseball standpoint, because he just might not be that guy anymore, at least with how he's producing right now. So I think he is probably likely to be traded, but in terms of how much they can get for him, that is the big mystery.
He's pretty much it from, you know, what we've seen previously, right? From needed to be unpacked so much. Does he need to go to just go to fully turn the page in this rebuild?
I guess I would say that he's pretty clearly not part of the long-term future. And I think that's a function of time more than anything else. I mean, I think you can, say the same about a couple of other guys too, just when you look at their contracts, right? And obviously it's, for White Sox fans, probably frustrating to hear that, oh, it's another year or another year plus until they're really in that contending mode. But his contract is going to be up, even if you pick up both options, by the end of 2027. And I don't know if that matches up. So I think right now, from a time perspective, you have to get what you can for him. And then the production obviously makes things all the more tricky in terms of those options and whether you would want to pick him up. And it just doesn't seem like the White Sox are in that mode right now. But we've seen guys across baseball, right, get a change of scenery and turn things around. There really is something to be said for some guys about playing for a winning team. Maybe he gets picked up to be, not a featured player, but a role player on another team. And all of a sudden, boom, figures it out. He gets that jolt and he is that player again that White Sox fans saw in 2023. But right now he's not that guy. And it's a shame for the White Sox because they obviously want him to succeed, and it's a shame for him. But it seems that maybe we're nearing the end of that time together.
Vinny, finally, from an ownership standpoint, have you been able to find out if Justin Ishbia is ready to sail to the top of spending whenever he takes over and that things are going to drastically change? What should we make of this new ownership group that is coming in at some point in time, whether it be 2029 or by 2034?
Yeah, I think you mentioned the key numbers there, and those are the years, right?
Right.
I think that's a ways off. Certainly the White Sox and Chris Getz would hope that they're not rebuilding still by the time that comes around. And I think, if you see that line in the announcement that, oh, there's going to be, investment or an infusion of capital. I don't know if that affects the major league roster right away, again, just because of time. Are the White Sox going to be in that position to make enough additions to radically transform themselves immediately into a contender? I think they're going to stick to their plan on the rebuilding front. Now, when he comes around, whenever that might be in 2029 or 2034, or they made the point of saying that it there's no guarantee this transaction will happen at all. But down the road, is he going to behave differently than Jerry Reinsdorf? That obviously remains to be seen. I think right now the point is that Jerry Reinsdorf is still the guy, and Jerry Reinsdorf is still the guy who's kind of in charge of any spending that Chris Getz might want to do. But is that going to happen today or this offseason? It doesn't seem that way just because of where the White Sox are. I know fans would love for Ishbia to come in and be the next Steve Cohen, right? But we'll see how that goes. Right now, it's still Jerry Reinsdorf's team, and it's going to be, you figure, even if the things go as planned for Chris Getz in this rebuild, the next time there's a contending White Sox team, if Chris Getz, sees this project through the way he wants to, Jerry Reinsdorf is probably still going to be the chairman.
Vinny, I did want to ask you one Matt Spiegel-related question. I'm in for Matt today because his father passed away. So I wanted to try to channel maybe a little bit of Spiegs. I know you're a music guy. Before we let you go, best concert that you've ever been to?
Oh, boy. The best concert I've ever been to. So there's a band that I love out of Philadelphia called Low Cut Connie, who I think puts on the best live show that I've ever seen. They're still touring around, and I think if you go see them, you like rock and roll, they're going to put on the most energetic show that you can do. For a big name, though, I'll go ahead and say Wrigley Field. I saw one of the last time Tom Petty was at Wrigley Field.
Nice.
I saw him. That was one of his final concerts. Before he died. So Tom Petty at Wrigley Field, I'll go ahead and say for the big name one.
Vinny, we appreciate it. Good stuff. Enjoy your Sunday. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. Vinny Duber there of the Chicago Sun-Times. You want to react to any of that? 312-644-6767. I'll ask Sox fans, do you think Luis Robert Jr. can be salvaged at all? And I don't even mean in Chicago. I mean literally for his career. I think Tim Anderson is still without a job, right? Tim Anderson was DFA'd by the Angels within the last couple of weeks. And that was a guy that we thought would be a perennial all-star here in Chicago at shortstop for years to come. I mean, it is hard to believe there should be a case study done on how these guys have had the years that they have had. Just 2 years ago, we watched Luis Robert Jr. hit 38 home runs. And now I was curious about his baseball savant. He's got one of the best swing velocities in baseball and like the lowest barrel percentage or the lowest. He's in, I think, the bottom 2% of hard hit rate. So he's swinging really hard. He just can't make any contact. And one of the beautiful things about the game of baseball is on one side, 27 times you've got a one-on-one, you've got at least a one-on-one matchup 27 times for both dugouts. So this team game, so much, is played by you versus the pitcher, right? I mean, you get to stare right into the eyes of another man or woman as you're matching up softball or baseball, and it is against you. And that can be very, very prideful. Because no matter what, I can tell you, a lot of you don't know much about me. Judson Richards in for Matt Spiegel. Well, I'll tell you. I was a 33rd round pick. I was pick number 1,000 to the San Francisco Giants in 2004. What does that mean? It means very, very little. But it does mean I was lucky enough to play the game until the age of 25 years old. And so I've had a lot of coaches through high school, through college, and in the pro ranks. And I never once, not once in my career, did I remember striking out, grounding out, flying out, and thinking, damn it, a coach let me down. Not once. Not a single time. Why? Because it was me against that pitcher. It was how much work I put in to try to beat them. So there's no coach to be blamed for anything that's happened to Tim Anderson or Eloy Jimenez or Luis Robert Jr. or Andrew Vaughn, for that matter, of what's happening at home plate. If we want to talk about Colson Montgomery and the way that they develop him coming up through the minors, fine. But if you want to talk about what's happened to their careers and what is happening offensively, that is all on them. And so I feel very confident saying they are also prideful men, but for them to just ultimately lose the desire, and perhaps it's not desire, perhaps it runs much deeper than that, but for them to not be able to climb out of their own struggles in that one-on-one prideful matchup with how great they have been at times in Major League Baseball, I don't have any answers. I thought that Steve Stone made a great comment about this. It was on CHSN during a game where when he was talking about Luis Robert Jr., he said that working through the mental side is much more challenging than working through the mechanical side. And he's right, because baseball is reactionary. 0.5, 0.4, 0.3 seconds to react. So if you are thinking your way through reacting, it ain't going to work. When you're hitting with confidence, right, these terms that we use, you're hitting with confidence, whatever it is about being red hot at the plate, it's because you're not thinking. It's because you just really subconsciously are operating in a confident mode. That is gone for Luis Robert Jr. 312-644-6767. Let's get back to these phone calls. Ron wants to join us on the south side. Ron, good morning to you on a Sunday morning hit and run.
Absolutely. Good morning. And first of all, I just have to say all the best to Speaks. Speaks mentions on the radio that he's been talking to me forever. So you're very dear to me. So I will say that just the best to someone that's very dear to me and to his entire family. So, okay.
Thanks for saying that, Ron.
Let's talk baseball. Two things. Luis Robert, Chris Getz, certainly he's going to say that people are inquiring, but the thing is, what are they willing to offer? That ship has sailed as far as getting top prospects. And you kind of mentioned, I think it's in the interest of White Sox and for him to move on. Now, okay, but here's the problem. You don't have any outfield players in the system. I like the catchers, but that's been a problem for the White Sox for quite some time. I like the catchers, but you do need some position players. I like Miedroff. But lastly, and you mentioned now, I heard Colson Montgomery got hit on the hand. He's no longer, a number one prospect.
No.
Brayden Montgomery. But this turnaround was so dependent on him. He's your shortstop.
plays up the middle. That's a key player. So that's what I'm looking for. The pitchers, you know, pitchers can be suspect. You know, they get injured. So that's pretty much it. But so far, it's a little more decent baseball. But I'm trying to see. I really want to see Colson Montgomery come. And you have a good day,
Ron. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Well, you mentioned both. Now, Braden Montgomery was the one who was in the trade for Garrett Crochet, and Braden is down in High A, I believe. So he's still making his way through A ball. But you're right. Colson Montgomery, the shortstop. Now, Colson is an enormous man. You look like he looks like he's filling out. He looks much more like a third baseman to me. But offensively, I believe he's still hitting in the ones. I think it still starts with the ones. Now, you know, I'd be very curious if they would bring up Colson Montgomery just to see if potentially the guys that he has been playing with, right? The Mydroffs, who's been up for quite some time, or even a Kyle Teal or an Edgar Carroll, right? Like, you know, if he had kind of an infrastructure or even a friends group to kind of make his way up in the bigs as they're making their way through this youth movement. And we should mention Will Venable as well as a manager who looks like he's got a team that is finally taking the field with a little bit of confidence, who may not win but are playing like they expect to win. 312-644-6767. John is with us in Dallas on 6-7 The Score. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Easy fix for Lauren Roberts' problem. You can't hit what you can't see, because I'm an ex-ball player. He's got his head is out of the zone faster than the bat is.
Yep.
If the bat stay in the zone, his head got to stay in the zone. And I will have him look at two videos, Tony Gwynn and Rod Carew. I'll hang up. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's you know, I saw on the text line, send him down to the minors. There's no options. He's been in the bigs for too long. This is not an Andrew Vaughn situation, right? It's time for him to go down. And as far as the news that came down this week with Jerry Reinsdorf, Justin Ishbia, I was at the DMV. Of course, I was late on my registration. I don't know if that happens to anybody else. It's like, damn it. It's like, you know, I'm like a day late, two days late. Yeah, right? You've been there, Tyler. And you get to the DMV, no matter where I've gone, I've lived in a lot of different places. No matter where you go, it's always the same. They're never friendly. It's like they have a pre-meeting before, you know, get your cup of coffee, let's talk in the conference room, and then let's make sure that when we take the floor today, we're not friendly to anybody. And do you ever think about why? I'll tell you why. Because they do not operate on customer service. They do not operate on you telling people, hey, I had a great experience, you should go to this place. You know why? Because we're stuck going there. We have to go there. They know that they have the power over us. There's no need for them to be friendly. And so when I think about Jerry Reinsdorf, of him just wanting to own the team, he is only interested in ownership, and he looks to have very, very little interest in being competitive. That's it. He wants his suite. He wants to make decisions. He wants people to have to answer to him. When it comes to actually being competitive, I don't know if he was ever really there. We've heard the man say he's okay with finishing second. In fact, maybe even aim for second. But in the saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know, give me the guy I don't know in Justin Ishbia. Give me the 47-year-old worth, you know, I think he's worth about $5 billion between he and his brother. I think it may be $14 billion. Give me the guy that I think is going to be young and competitive, right? You have an owner who simply wants to own and is not really, really very that concerned with being competitive. We're watching with the Bulls, and you're watching with the White Sox as well. Take the guy that you don't know from this standpoint, whether it's 2029 or 2034. Hit and Run, sponsored by Advanced Hair Restoration. Coming up today, 12:05, a pregame show begins with Zach Zabin. Pat and Ron taking over at 12:40. We have another terrific game between the Cubs and the Tigers. One of the areas that the Cubs have been so exceptional, right, if we think back to April, two major concerns of this team, besides the loss of Justin Steele, which I think maybe changed at the deadline. You had an issue from a closing standpoint. You had an issue at third base. They've been able to shore those up. But besides Daniel Palencia taking over the ninth, Porter Hodge goes down, and we watch this bullpen trying to find themselves, trying to settle into their roles. They have settled into their roles as of now. One of the guys that has been so good It was not a big move made in the offseason, but is one that is one of the reasons why the Cubs have the third best record in all of baseball, and that is reliever Brad Keller. Thought Brad Keller did a great interview yesterday with Inside the Clubhouse. We will revisit what he says about why this team is performing where they are. Coming up next on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hope everybody's Sunday is off to a great start. We have another terrific Cubs matchup today. The best team in baseball. I don't want to say best. You know what? Because I think that the Cubs have a chance to win this series, and that may change that conversation. But the best record in baseball, that's the Tigers as of now. And two spots behind that is the Chicago Cubs. The Mets have the second best rate by about half a game over the Cubs. But then the Cubs' third-best record in baseball. We've got a first pitch, 12:40 here on 6-7 The Score. Zach Zaidman will have your pregame show beginning at 12:05. One of the reasons, you know, why this Cubs team has been so good, it's not just your big stars, your Kyle Tucker, your PCAs. It's the guys that in the offseason moves we may not have thought a lot about, including Brad Keller. 2-0, a 2.15 ERA. He has been exceptional. He joined an exceptional show yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse. This is what Keller had to say about pitching with a great defense behind him.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, obviously the defense speaks for itself. We have gold gloves, you know, all around the diamond, which is awesome. You know, as a pitcher, it's a good feeling going out there and be like, you know, behind you, you just have absolute studs and they're going to make every play. I mean, you see Pete risk his life out there at times, you know, going for balls against the wall. I mean, all of our outfielders are infielders, same thing. It's really comforting as a pitcher, just knowing you got those guys behind you. And you know, we say it all the time, like when it comes to base running, it's like it's so fun to watch us, you know, run the bases, whether it's stealing bags, taking extra bases. It's awesome, and it's fun to be a part of a team like this where, you know, we're at times, you know Wrigley, sometimes it's tough to get the ball out of the ballpark. So just find ways to win games and find ways to manufacture runs. It's awesome to be a part of, for sure.
And Brad, it's also fun to talk about a team like this because there are all kinds of possibilities, and you look at each player and you talk about roles, and your role I think is intriguing because you sign a minor league contract to join the Cubs in January, you make the team, and you become invaluable in many ways. And I always think it's interesting because we talk about the Cubs starting rotation and what they're going to need moving forward. And I think you've got 117 career starts, and I wonder how do you fit in to this equation down the road and how you feel about the role that they have asked you to play, because it's been versatile and probably one that, I don't know, how do you feel about your role and what is it?
No, I mean, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. It's a different role. Some, you know, I haven't really done since my rookie year, coming out of the bullpen like this. So, it's fun. I mean, like I said, I think I've said before, it's just, when that phone rings, there's nothing like that adrenaline spike that is just like, hey, you're in the game. It's, you know, you obviously big moment situation or in the game, like coming in late, later on, and just going in there and try to help the team win. Like, honestly, whatever role they want me to put me in, I'm game for. You know, I've really enjoyed, really adapted. I feel like we got a good thing going down there in the bullpen. Bunch of good guys, and we all just kind of, you know, piggyback off of each other, and it's a lot of fun. We, you know, we have some fun competitions and just good banter and the whole nine. It just makes for a fun bullpen.
Brad, what has been the major reason for your resurgence and ability to come out there and be the dominant pitcher that you were as a starting pitcher back when you started your career with Kansas City? Obviously, we see the 98-99 that you can throw out there, but there seems to be a confidence and a pitch ability that that makes you difficult to hit at this point in time.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just you know, being healthy, battling through some TOS stuff for many years, and ultimately kind of putting that in the rear view, getting that fixed and moving on. I think that's just helped me out a ton, like just build some confidence knowing that, like, I'm healthy again. I feel like I got, you know, we obviously have made some mechanical adjustments. That's like, I feel like I got a good lane I'm working in, got a good feel for like the mound and the slope, and like using my legs a little bit more. Just like everything I've kind of done up to this point over the last, you know, 2-3 years coming back off of surgery, just kind of like building up. And I don't know, it's fun. Like I said, you kind of, when that phone rings, you kind of black out a little bit, and it's just like, it's go time. And just having that adrenaline back by you, and obviously, like, the team, the boys going out there and, you know, balling out, it's just like, you just want to be a part of it and go out there and just, and shove, really. No, but it's fun. Like, you know, a couple of years ago when I was going through the whole TOS thing, I didn't think I was honestly going to play again. Like, it was tough. Not a whole lot of answers when you're going through all that stuff. So, just kind of getting a new life on things here in the baseball world. It's something that, you know, maybe at times I probably took for granted. I'm definitely not trying to take for granted anymore.
Really enjoyed that interview on Inside the Clubhouse. That was just a bit of it. You want to find it, track it down on the Odyssey app with Bruce and David, who spoke with Brad Keller, who, well, the 2.15 ERA is one of the reasons why this bullpen really has settled into being incredibly strong, one of the best in baseball, really dating back, I think, until about mid-May. By the way, a couple pitching notes. Porter Hodge threw 30-pitch bullpen yesterday. Shoti Imanaga threw 37 pitches in his bullpen yesterday as well. He will pitch in an Arizona game on Monday. So reinforcements are coming to this staff. Shota will be on his way back. Porter Hodge will be on his way back as well. We got to give credit to Craig Counsell as well in getting in a groove with this bullpen. Tigers and the Cubs coming up at 12:40 today on The Score. Pregame show beginning at 12:05. But coming up next, will Jed Hoyer be the man in charge after the 2025 season? Because as of now, his contract is up. We'll ask the Athletics' John Greenberg next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.